Caroline, in the good days, things were getting better all the time. There were new pieces of equipment arriving out on board, and towards the sort of autumn of 1987, we were poised for a very big expansion. It looked as if things were really going to go our way, and we would have not only a mega powerful Caroline, which would be heard over the whole of Europe, a new 50 kilowatt medium wave transmitter, which was going to be put on board the boat. We would also have a new dump station, which we're going to come on to replace Radio Monique, because we had been having the odd few sort of comments and things in about the way Monique was going, and we'd come up with this sort of revitalization plan. Freddie Bolland was going to leave and sell his share in it and become just the tender operator. But not only were we going to have that, but we were going to have a religious station on shortwave, which was going to run 24 hours a day. And this is something which is not very well known, because of course it never happened. There was going to be a third medium wave operating from the Rocks Revenge, which was going to be a religion and country music station. And work on planning for that, and indeed on beginning to build the first equipment for it, was actually well advanced towards the latter part of 1987.